Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday. Thursday, December the 15th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I am excited because today I'm talking about what I love. One of the things that I love to do is product creation. I'm a creator. At heart, when you remove away all the fluff, when you go through the 7 products that I've created, or go through the 7 things that I've done, because in order to find the original, you have to ask the question, why 7 times? So today I'm going to talk about this whole product creation and my new direction in 2017. So in 2017, I'm going into a totally different direction from what I've going into. I've fallen in love with myself. I'm believing in myself. I'm confident in who I am, what God has called and gifted me to do. So it's no longer playing small. I'm going big. That means that I'm going to actually operate in faith instead of fear. Now, you have to take baby steps, and that's what I've been doing. And so I want to teach other people to do what I've done, and that is to move progressively in the direction of your purpose-based production. That simply means that what we talked about yesterday when we talked about spiritual engineering, that you first of all, you start off by simply making a decision to walk by faith, to live by faith, not by fear. And you have to make that concrete decision every day. So every day you wake up, you have to make the same decision over and over and over again. You have to set your mind on that decision. And then you have to weigh the benefits. I got to look at what are the benefits of product creation. Do they outweigh the benefits of teaching? Do they outweigh the benefits of life coaching? Do they outweigh the benefits of being a frequent intense training or personal trainer? Does product creation outweigh the benefits of Christ consciousness, metaphysical assembly? Does product creation outweigh the benefits of doing, again, Claronomics and purpose-based production? I am a product creator. At the base and at the core, that is what I am. So if I look at the benefits of when I do that, I feel something totally different from when I do anything else. Then if I look at the benefits, I have to know. I have to be led by the Spirit. The Spirit of creation is my spirit. So there's my life path, my life optimization chart, which is something that I created. So I've had a dilemma, and you will have that same dilemma, because you're going to be good at something, and you're going to be so good at it that it's going to cloud your vision to see what you should be doing. And so So you're going to be doing something when you should be being something. So all my life, I've been doing a lot of stuff. If you look at my website at masterteacher33.com, you see all the stuff that I've been doing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start breaking off that website and start dismantling that website as far as selling out different pieces of it. For example, I'll probably end up selling everything that I've done underneath the name of masterteacher33.com and maybe even sell the name. I've had different offers in the past to people that wanted to buy my website. So I may end up doing that. Right, why? Because of the fact that I'm a creator. So somebody, you know, that website generates well over $40,000 a year. So somebody could just come in, take it over, and just continue doing what I've been doing. Now, they're not going to be me, obviously, but they'll be able to drive it. Same thing with the Eagles University and the Eagles Club. All of these are products that I've created. So I have to know my source, and I got to be led by my source, and then I got to understand the expectations of my source, and then I got to pray in my source. Those are the seven keys to understanding spiritual engineering. So product creation, for the people who want to create their own products, this is exactly what I do. So when I create products, I go through this process. Now, unless you're a three, this process is not going to be easy for you. So that's why I'm offering to take 25 people and create their products for them for an entire year. So I don't care what line of work you're in, what business you're in, this is what I am. I don't have to go out and learn. I don't have to go anywhere. I can create products as I've already done in the areas of health and fitness. I can create products as I've already done in the areas of wealth. I can create products in the area of wisdom. I can do that in my sleep. I can write books on wisdom. I can research anything on wisdom. I can develop whether it's a physical product or a info product or an intellectual type product, because that comes easy for me. So this is the process by which I do that. Now, I can create. I've written books, and I've had great relationships, but what is it? My relationship doesn't allow me to be creative. And so I get bored, and then I go outside of the relationship to be creative, and that's what causes the problem within the relationship. So the creation aspect, again, is something that I've always had and something that comes easy for me, and it's one of those things that, again, that I want to share with you today. So as a product creator, it's so simple, again, for me because of my design and my makeup. And so you are your product. You don't create your product. You are your product. So your product is you. So your past is your cash. As I mentioned before, last night at 3 o'clock in the morning, I did a show, basically me, myself, and I. Why? I like to create. Then I posted on Facebook, posted on YouTube, whatever. Why? It's a product. So I'm going to take 25 people who understand the value of what I do, and they see the benefits of what I do, and the benefits outweigh their fear, and they're going to pay me $5,000, and I'm going to create unlimited products for them, whether they want one book or they want 25 books, whatever they want, whether they want one physical product. Maybe they want me to design something along with my son. He's an engineer. He's up at UT Austin, going to school, getting a degree at UT. My other son, Broderick, you know, he is a sound engineer. He has his own sound equipment. All the music that you hear is stuff that he produces. He's a creator as well. My daughter, she creates fashion. Another daughter, she's a chef. She creates, you know, a food. I have another daughter, she's a dancer. She creates, now she designs all of the routines. She's the overseer, but she's hired people to teach dance. She choreographs. Now, it took her a while because she was doing everything and she burned out. And so I've been doing everything, and I'm not getting burned out, but I'm realizing that I am diffusing my strength. I realize that I'm not maximizing my effort. I'm realizing that I'm giving people half-done stuff. That's why people are not getting results, is because I'm spreading myself too thin into areas that I'm not naturally gifted in. Now, I'm great in all of these areas, but I'm from another planet when it comes to creation, because I'm a three. That's all I am. So I've taught everybody else to find their niche and to believe in their niche and be comfortable in their niche. So that's what I'm doing in 2017, is I'm only doing product creation. And I'm going to create so many products for myself and for anybody else who understands the value of having a purpose-based product. Because, again, your past is your product. But how do you develop a product? What do I do? Well, I don't know if you guys remember back in the when we first started the Clarinomics program, and the 30 steps in 30 days, which is another product that I've done. I talked about the five parts or the five pieces of understanding your predetermined design or your motivated abilities pattern. And your motivated abilities pattern you have inside of you. There is something, a particular subject that motivates you. Then there is a particular innate power to achieve. There is something that's a particular motivated, again, ability that you have. So what I've done is developed a way by which that comes natural to me, because I take my own ability that motivates me. And the thing that motivates me is what I'm telling you right now. create. Some people like to investigate. Now that's part of the creation process. Now, some people like to organize and plan. I'm not more of an organizer and a planner than I am an investigator and a learner. So at my base, at my core, a part of the investigation process is research. So at my base and at my core, again, you have to go through and you have to find your comprehensive pattern. That means that there is a motivated, innate power structure that allows you to do something. And this something is, or this something consists of, either you can influence, you can teach, you can communicate, you can inform, you can inspire, you can influence, you can assimilate, investigate, determine, evaluate, organize, plan, or research. So there's a lot of different ways or a lot of different attributes or characteristics that's inside of this, what is called your motivated abilities pattern. That's your map. So you have one. So if you use your map, again, it's just like if I'm going on a trip, I always take my map. Now we got these, you know, we got technology. But back in the day, everybody would take out their printed map, they would unfold it, and that they would chart their course. And that course would take them from point A to point B. Well, I have a motivated abilities pattern. I have a motivated abilities pattern, and patterns are power, but it's inside of my head. It's inside of my DNA. So my product production comes easy for me. That's why I've been able to produce over 100 books, 50 of which are published. That's why I've been able to do over 1,500 one-hour audio shows. That's why I've been able to do over 500 videos. That's why I've been able to, you know, structure and come up with, again, the frequent, intense training, nutrition, exercise, you know, program, My Ultimate Secret to Being Physically Fit. That is a product. I talked about my other products. You know, I got all the Clarinomics, 30 Steps in 30 Days, 1 into 21. I did Dick and Deer Reports. Remember, I actually did a brick and mortar. I did my coffee shop, Inspirational Grounds. It was a coffee shop, book center, and learning center. I did all that. Those were products. And inside of that was art. I did Poetry by the Cup, you know, CUP, an acronym, Christians Understanding Poetry. I did, you know, broke down and established all of the different methods of teaching, which is didactic teaching. And I came up with spiritual therapy or spiritual therapeutics. And then I came up with spiritual coaching. So these are all systems. So I'm a systems guy. I like to design systems. And how do I divide these or design these systems? What do I do? What am I offering people in 2017? So you can do this yourself, or you can hire somebody like me that do this. And I ask the first question, what is my primary outcome that I want to achieve? So when I design a product, a service, or information, I'm asking myself, my soul has an urge. I have a motivation, and I'm motivated by learning. I am motivated by investigating. I'm motivated by truth. I'm motivated by evaluating. I am just driven by this ideal of communicating. So that is my motivated ability. I have an ability to learn. God gave it to me. I have the ability to investigate. God gave it to me. I have the ability to research. God gave it to me. I have the ability to discern. This is a big one. So when I go come across some information and everybody else gets stumped, I can see through it. Now, I can't tell you exactly how I can see through it, but I can see through it. I can see through it when everybody came to me or when I was researching and I reached a brick wall and there's no other answers on earth. And they say cancer can't be cured or AIDS can't be cured or syphilis or gonorrhea or diabetes or whatever. They say it can't be cured. Something in me said that it could. Now, discernment told me that there was no such thing as disease. Now, there are people that still are dying from this because something in them tells them that they're not. So why is it that there's something inside of me that tells me that cancer is a disease that can't be cured? So is AIDS. Just our Magic Johnson, who was on the Steve Harvey show. Dude looks like he's in perfect health. And everybody else that had AIDS around the time when he got it, they're all dead already. So why is Magic Johnson walking around in perfect health and he got AIDS? Because, you know, they talk to the same person and they read the same books that I read. You listen to his wife, Cookie, what she said as to why and what she prayed and what God told her. So now some people can't develop a product that cure AIDS because their belief system doesn't allow them to go past that pigeonhole or that glass ceiling that glass ceiling that says AIDS can't be cured. So you may be one of those people. So you would need somebody who understands content creation. Because, again, your content, again, establishes your continent, which is the ground that you walk upon, which is the space that you live, which is the environment that you live. And so I create content. I understand how to turn your past into your cash. I understand how to create a product or service information that benefits others more than it benefits yourself. So the first thing I do is I tap into my God-given abilities. And I just listed those. Again, the primary ability that I have is research and discernment. Now, I love learning. I love studying. I love reading. I love researching. I love evaluating, you know, oversee communicating. I love all of those things. But after that, my motivated ability, now I have a motivated subject. As a creator, I can create in any subject, anytime. I can create at least 100 products on, you know, zoology. I can create products on astrophysics. I can create products. I love nature. You know, pick an endangered species. I can create a product on it. I create physical products or intellectual products. How? Because of the subjects. So I love subjects. Certain subjects. Certain subjects stand out to me because each subject allows me to feel a certain sense of achievement. So, again, the first thing that I have is abilities. And this is how you create products. You find your ability. What abilities do you have? You have God-given talent. Now, you may know what your ability is. As I mentioned before, you know, I have a lot of abilities. I have the ability to assimilate stuff. I got the ability to learn. You know, I love investigating. I love researching, surveying, inquiring, experimenting. Oh, man, I do stuff just to find out what happened. And I'm talking, like, bad stuff. And people say, dude, like, why did you do that? I just want to see what happened. I'm just curious. But if you don't know yourself, then you don't know that's part of your ability. I have the ability. I have discernment. I have the ability to analyze, to appraise. I have the ability to figure out, to conceptualize ideals. I have the ability, again, to systematically look at stuff. I have the ability to actually go in and see how things relate to other things. These are all part of my abilities, number one. Number two, I have a particular subject. That means that as a creator, I want to work through particular mechanisms or organisms or people. So your subject matter, what subjects just turn you on? Certain subjects, now mine, one of my biggest subjects is esoteric information. That's why I did all those subjects, all those products with esoteric stuff. That's why I got all these books. That's what I'm doing, getting ready to do the series, The Biological Temple. I love talking about that. I love creating books and information products that deal with that. Now, why? Because I like that subject. Other subjects, too. So these subjects are, my subjects that I like are not abstract. Some people like abstract things. I'm more of a data and a fact guy. So my subjects deal with facts and data. Somebody may like writing nonfiction stuff. It's more, abstract. It's more conceptual or conjectural. You got to know that. You got to know your subject. If you're going to be a creator, you're going to create, you got to understand how to help people find that subject. So that's what I do. That's why I'm going to take 25 people next year, and I'm going to create products for them because I'm going to take my abilities to find theirs. I'm going to understand my motivated ability subject. And then the way that I found my subject is the same way I'm going to help you find your subject. Then next, there is a particular circumstance or environment. Now, I've mentioned this before during our course, so this isn't anything new, but I want you to understand how the creative mind works. So that way you can decide, do you want to pay me $5,000 or you want to pay yourself to go through this process of finding your abilities, finding your subject, find your circumstances. So right now, you don't know this, but you create automatically. Now, inside of the book, we're going to be talking about one of the most profound things that I've ever studied doing. Again, I love investigating. I love researching. That's all I do is research. 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 And then I use my discernment. And my discernment tells me that research is not on point. Keep researching. Keep researching. Keep researching. And so doing this next course, we're going to talk about, again, the environmental imprinting. And we're going to talk about how the conditions and the circumstances and the environment of your ancestors as far back as three generations determines your health, your wealth, your wisdom, and your relationships. Biologically, scientifically proven. Now think about that. Now the Bible says the same thing. The Bible says that the sin of the father is passed down to the son to the third generation. So now that biology, they've got the test, they've done the 10-year studies, and they're coming out and they find out they're like, wow, if parents of kids was raised during the depression or the famine, all of the kids to those parents have a certain defect in their gene or their genome, all of the kids. And so to understand what that means is that means as a part of development, that means that I have to go back and I may have to look at, you know, the people's parents. So what this means is your environment and your circumstance, and one of the things to creating products is you have to understand and define the environment of the product. And so your environment that you was raised in, it changed your genetic expression. So what scientists have figured out, we're going to talk about doing the next series, is even though, let's say you have an identical twin, y'all are biologically, genetically identical, but the way that you perceive and the way that the environment affects the genes is different. Just like I told you, guys, that the cell is immortal. The only reason that the cell dies is because of the fluid that the cell is in, the environment. So it's the environment, as science has now finally proven, it is the environment that determines your success or your failure. Let me say that again. It is your environment and your circumstances that affects your belief and your gene expression. So if you change your environment, you will change your genetic code and your genetic expression according to all of the science. So as a product developer, it is my job to understand that I have to define your product. I have to consider the type of product that you would create. And I have to consider who are you going to be selling your product to. What are the promises? What are the benefits? What are the solutions that your product is going to offer? And what is the look and the feel? What is the packaging? How is the logo or the label on your product going to affect your product? So I cannot put a Ku Klux Klan label and images on a product for African-American people. Again, the image of the product is going to be offensive to the people I won't have an impact on. So the product must convey the ideals and the culture and the history and the climate and the environment and the circumstances of the market. So there are ways in which you can leverage your product image and your product content. So that way your intentions for your product or your program actually comes through. And so that the people, your target market, can actually benefit. Do you know you can have a solution to somebody, but you don't know how to deliver that solution so people can't receive it? So if your product's delivery is not in a particular order that flows, let's say you got some steps off. So as an engineer, let's say if I... Sam Walton with Walmart. He has a Walmart distribution centers. Ford came up with their assembly line. Deming came up with, again, his whole thing of TQM, total quality management. And they all understand putting things in order. They understood focus, discipline, and order. So as a product creator, I make sure that I do everything with focus, discipline, and order. So let's say I have a seven-step process, but I have step three and step five in the wrong place. When you get to step seven, you're not going to produce the same result that I'm doing. That's what's happening now. What's happening is that people are listening to different pieces of different information. So they don't listen to the whole entire. If I have a seven-part series, people are listening to part one and part two. I write a 200-page book. People are read chapters one, chapter two, and chapter three, but they don't have time. Brothers and sisters, the thing that makes me effective in what I do is I have time. Now, how do I have time? Because I carved out time. How did I step outside of time? Now, remember, the only time you can step outside of space and time, the only time is if you are in purpose. Again, when you are in purpose, you are outside of time because purpose is eternal. It's predetermined. It's predestined. So in other words, the only time that time stops and you're not affected by time is when you're doing what you love, because it produces chemicals that, you know, time flies when you're having fun. That phrase comes from that when you are doing your God-given purpose, that's why I'm going to only do product creation now. Now, all of these products and stuff, you go to my website at MasterTeacher33, I'm going to start selling off all of that. There's somebody out there who loves fitness. So I'm going to sell them my frequent intense training, my whole kit and caboodle. And then I won't be using that. That'll be their phrase. There's somebody out there, you know, that like Christ Conscious Metaphysical Assembly. I'm going to sell it. There's somebody out there that understands the value of Clarinomics, household management of the soul. I can continue to do it, or I can continue to make products that goes in it. There's somebody out there that understands metaphysical marketing. That's a product. There's somebody that understands, again, blood alchemy and blood type reports, and they're going to go and they're going to start doing blood type reports for people. Somebody understands the value of Diakonia reports. So I'm going to sell it. Somebody else can start doing Diakonia reports. It will no longer be my name. It won't be no longer. You will own the copyright to Diakonia reports, and you can start doing Diakonia reports, just like I've been doing for the last 10 years, and you can charge whatever you want. You can change the name. You can keep it. You can do anything you want with it. I may sell the whole website, MasterTeacher33. Somebody can come in and buy it, take it over. Hey, you got a website that is provenly, that has generated over $40,000 for me every year. Now, maybe somebody out there. Now, I really was hoping a brother, what's his name? I thought brother Zach was going to be one of the brothers that could sell, that saw and sensed and the value in the Christ consciousness. And so I was kind of leaning toward having him take that over. Then people like Brother Dana and Brother Roman taking over different things. And then I was just going to kind of be the director and let them manage. But it's so hard to get people to see the vision. So I can't wait any longer. I've been trying to wait for, you know, the brothers to come online and sisters as well, you know. But it's very difficult to get people to see because I can't. I'm a director. I'm not a manager. So I'm not blunt enough. Like, I'm not a seven. You know, I'm a six. And so I can get things done, but it takes too long. But when it comes to creation, because I'm a six and I'm a 33 and I'm a nine, those are all threes. That's why I can create in my sleep. So I can create the products for your business instead of trying to run your business. Do you see why I've been making my mistake? And it's interesting because I taught my daughters this, and I told my daughter, she started her business and she couldn't find space. So I said, Sade, why don't you start a mobile dance company? So she's in Dallas, she's in Carlton, she's in Waco, she's in Fort Worth. She travels around, she goes to places, to schools, and uses their facility and does her classes. But Sade hired people to teach dance. Because she said, Dad, I'm a choreographer. I'm not a dancer. I don't like teaching dance. See, you see the niche? You see how important it is? And so if you don't like me, I'm really not a teacher. I love teaching. And I'm good at teaching. I can break down didactically, but people get frustrated when I teach because I talk in circles and I repeat myself a lot. But to me, I see the value in it. I am a better researcher because, see, all of the stuff I teach, I have to research first. So if I just stopped and I just did research and if I stayed in the background, I'm more of a background guy. I really don't like this limelight stuff. I just do it because I understand how to sell products. So I post up on Facebook. When I was way back in the day, I was running around posting, you know, with my shirt off, doing frequent, you know, selling fitness products, doing alkalinity sticks. I did a frequent, I would do a boot camp, and we would get up early in the morning at 6 a.m., go to the park, had a group of 20 people, we'd go, and I was doing frequent intense training. That's how I started, with fitness stuff. But I designed, I'm really not a fitness instructor. I really didn't like instructing people. I like giving the instructor that stuff that he needed to get the results for the people. That's part of design. That's my gift. That's my talent. So if you may be making the same mistake that I'm doing, that means that you are overstepping and you're wearing yourself thin and you're not effective. And so people are not getting results. So I've been doing this too long and people are not getting results, not fast enough. Not for me anyway. There's no way. I've been knowing Brother Dana for a long time, and I love the brother, but that, you know, the brother, in my opinion, should be further along the rabbit trail. And so I, as a teacher, I take personal responsibility, and I hold myself accountable. And I don't care what Brother Dana is doing. I'm asking. Now, I'm not trying to disrespect the brother or anything, and Brother Dana knows that because I've told him this before. We've discussed it. We've talked about it. So I know I can be more effective with helping the brother by giving him more of my time and my energy. So instead of trying to work with 100 people or 200 people, which is what I've been doing, I'm just going to work with 25 people. And I'm going to take those 25 people, and I'm going to guarantee their success. But I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to ensure that their product, and I'm going to make sure that they over and understand that you are your product. So we got to get past your culture. So I already know that certain people that are like me, they got fear that's holding them back. So we got to deal with the underlying product. Now, if they're African American, I already know I got to teach them totally different than I have if I have a Caucasian or Hispanic or some other race, because black people come from a deficit. So before we even start talking about products, brother, sister, we got to talk about your past, because you, in your past, is some negative stuff. You may have done some things that you're ashamed of. You may have done some illegal stuff. And because of that, that fear is limiting, as we talked about yesterday. That fear doesn't allow you to proceed. So before we develop the product, we got to deal with the pattern. And we got to find the silver lining in the pattern. So number one, we talked about how do I create products. I use my ability that God gave me. And my greatest asset, let's just break it down really simple, is discernment. Research. I don't need sleep when I'm researching. I don't know why. Once I get online and once I start reading something and I start to run, and something tells me that's not it. Something tells me that's a half truth. So I keep going. Then my subject. I have a particular, I'm motivated. When I start studying esoteric stuff, I like finding the truth. I am motivated by the truth. That's my subject. My subject is esoteric truth. So if somebody tell me that, you know, that God, that Muhammad is God, that Buddha is God, that Hare Krishna is God, that, you know, there's seven, you know, crucified saviors, or when people tell me that Jesus is his name, when there was no J's back then and whatever, and then I understand, and then I got to find, okay, I'm motivated. I am motivated by what? The truth. That's my subject. My truth, the truth motivates me. I step outside of time when I am researching the subject of truth, finding truth. Number three, I need an environment or a circumstance. There's a certain environment that if I get in that environment, I go nonstop all day, every day. I don't need no food. I don't need no sleep. I don't need nothing. Why? My environment is facts and data. I'm not you never see me writing fiction. I don't want to develop characters. So if you need a product, now I can do it, but I'm not good at it. Because why? That is not my trigger. So I have a certain trigger. Now remember, my environment, this is the optimal situations. Now I do this all the time, you do the same thing, you just may not understand. You arrange certain conditions that you like. Now you're gonna push people's buttons. People come into your life, if they mess up your environment, you're going to do things to make that person leave. People do it in relationships all the time. And they don't understand why the relationship doesn't work. Because the person that you're in a relationship with, they do certain emotional triggers. So you got to recognize this. You must create the environment that is conducive for your health or your growth. So for me, why do I stay up every night and I do my best work late at night? That's the environment. So let's say I get with somebody and they don't like me to stay up at night. And I've done this. That's why the relationship didn't work. Because the person that I was with said, that, hey, what you doing up late at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning? Why aren't you in bed, honey? I'm like, well, I'm researching. No, you're not researching. You're on Facebook, you know, flirting with some females. Or you out emailing, you're doing something. So the person didn't trust me. Now, this is when I pray. Last night, man, was powerful. Why? I got a chance to do some meditation. I got a chance to get into, again, research. I did an actual show. I put a whole new page on my website. You guys go to masterteacher33.com. Look at the homepage. The homepage of my website is now my product creation specialist page. And I did a show last night called Turn Your Past Into Your Cash. I will create your products for you. Now, I posted that on my website. And I developed that. I did that whole page last night where if I was in the relationship with the other person or a previous individual, I would not have been able to get that done because the environment that I'm in is not conducive to my growth. My wife understands that I get up and let it out. I would love to stay in bed and sleep with my wife, all the stuff that I do. Once she passes out and goes to get in the bed like anybody else, you know, we go to sleep. And then once she's in a deep sleep, I get up and I get on the computer. I start researching. Now, she trusts me that what I'm doing on the computer, I'm doing what I say I'm doing. Now, a lot of times I didn't, but now I understand my worth and my value. I understand that my wife sees my worth. She may not support this and that. She may not understand everything, but my wife allows me to create an environment that allows me to grow. I would be an idiot to leave that environment. Now, there's other things that we got problems on and we're still working through. But one of the things that my wife does very well, she gives me space to be creative. So I could get with somebody else that may got more money, that may look better, that may do this, that may do that, but they may be a control freak. They may have trust issues. And bam, my creativity is gone. You got to know your environment, brother. You got to know your spouse's environment. You got to put yourself in an environment if you're saying you want to be a product creator, or you need to hire somebody like me, because you're not going to be able to produce because you're not free. Your spirit is not free. You can't put this. Can you put the wind in a box? How do you put the wind in a box? First of all, can you capture the wind? You can't capture the wind. So the only reason that you're not successful is because somebody, again, is trying to direct the flow of your wind, the flow of your current or your currency. You're in a controlling relationship or an environment. You've got to be free, brother, especially if you are 5. Now, I'm a 6. And if I was a 5, I would be more anal retentive when it comes to my space and my freedom, because that's the only way that I can get in touch with God. Because God gave me these attributes, and so when I express those attributes, I'm expressing God. So when I am expressing my freedom and my creativity, I'm expressing God. I am being God. That is why you got to know what is the environment, what is the circumstances that you have to be in. It's not optional. And it's no disrespect to the other party or the other person. You say, honey, I'm sorry, but for me to be in contact with my true God self, I got to do these certain things. There's certain abilities I have. For me, I got the research. What if my wife said that, honey, I know you got the research. Do you know how many hours I spend on the computer? My wife comes in last night. She said, babe, I need your help with the Christmas lights. Babe, I got a show to do. I got this, got that. I'm on the computer. I'm on the computer at least anywhere on average. Now, this is God's honest truth. You can ask anybody, you can ask my children, anybody that know me. I spend anywhere, on average, 8-10 hours. Some days I don't even shower or shave. And I can go days like that. I just get up, get on the computer. I have my food. My wife brings me some food. I'll never leave my office. That's my ability and then my subject and my environment. What's number four? You are motivated by abilities, number one. You have to know what your ability is. Mine is I have discernment and I can research. I like investigating, inquiring, surveying. I like digging through stuff. I like a particular subject. That subject is truth. I don't like error. If I don't like theories, I only research theorems. I need a complete circle, not a half circle. So if you got something missing and say, this works when we find the missing part, okay, call me when you get the missing part, and I'll develop a product for you. Or I'm going to look at it, and I will tell you, this product, this thing that you're trying to do can't be done because it's missing some parts. And I need an environment by which for me to take my ability and my subject. And this environment is going to allow me to establish a relationship. That's number four. So you got an ability. You got this is how I create. I take my abilities. I'm motivated by my subject. I'm empowered. Just massive energy when I'm in the right environment. And then that allows me to establish a relationship with my higher self. In other words, I go off the planet. I go off the grid. So the reason that I am so good at what I do is because of my influence, my management, my director, my leader, my contact, my spark plug, my prime creator, my catalyst, my enabler, my facilitator, my trainer, my coordinator. Doesn't exist on earth. Now, you should be asking yourself, what does that mean, though, brother? That means that I have a new relationship with something, somewhere, downloads into my spirit the information that I need. And it tells me, type this into Google, or it tells me, go to chapter 5 in this book. Now, I don't hear no audible voice. I don't see no little green men. I don't have no burning bush. The skies doesn't roll. Nothing happens like that. Mine is innate. Everybody else, they have, you know, Joseph Smith. You know, he went out and the guy told him. Everybody else get all of this mystical stuff. I don't know why. I don't never had no mystical experiences. Ain't no UFOs showed up. Nothing. I mean, I ain't mad at it, but it's just interesting because that's not how the creative process works for me. I need total silence. Because be still and know. So when I'm still, I know stuff. But as long as that's chaos going on, I have to have quiet. One of the things that almost destroyed our relationship, and just being honest and transparent with you guys, is that the age of my wife's kids. See, my kids are grown and gone. My wife's kids, when we met, her kids was babies. And it's very hard. They come home from school and they're, yeah, mama. They happy and they, let's party. And me, you know, I'm a little older, and I'm like, I'm doing a show, or, hey, I'm writing a book, or, you know what, I'm counseling somebody. And so that creates a strain. Now, I knew she had children when I married her. That's the one of the things I had to deal with that caused the issues in my relationship. Because remember, number three, in order to be creative, your environment. My environment, there was no peace in my environment. So that messed up my relationship that I had with stillness or with God. And that was one of the reasons that I left. So if I wasn't able, so we talked it out. Now, I never said nothing to her. I just expected her to notice by osmosis. And she was like, honey, you should have told me. I can tell the kids, you know, we can go to the park. We can go to the dog park. You know, I go to my mother and father's house. We can give you space if you need more time or whatever. So that's what my wife doesn't mind if I get up in the middle of the night. The kids are asleep. The dog is asleep. Everybody's asleep. It's just I didn't communicate that. So it wasn't the fact that the environment couldn't be created. It was the fact that I couldn't communicate. I was afraid or whatever. But now I understand the value of me being able to relate. Now, the relationship part of the creative aspect, again, means that because I have a certain abilities, those abilities are attributes of God. That means that they are God. Now, you can slice it up however you want it, but since we're running out of time, I ain't got time to break it down for you. But let me see. God is in you, operating as you, manifesting himself through you. But this is unknown to you. This is unexplored by you. This may be new to you. This is, again, you haven't delved into the conditions that allows you to trigger, again, for you to step outside of time, because you're doing what you love. Most of us have never even we've never experienced what it's like to actually have a subject in love. That's why I am now doing this, because I realize that part of creation is love. So I do teaching, but I don't love teaching. I love what I teach. I love researching the information. But since I don't have anybody else to give the information to have them teach it, I teach it. Now, I don't love running the business. It's like when I had my photography studio. I actually love taking pictures. But I love researching and finding the subjects to take the picture of more than I like taking the picture. So I hated actually doing the poses and setting all that up. I like the end result. I closed the photography studio. Same thing with the coffee shop and the bookstore and the learning center. I didn't like the accounting. I didn't like dealing with the city zoning. I didn't like going out and dude coming and telling me that my sign, you know, I had to go pay this down to the city just to put up a sign. I didn't like the running of it, but I loved the creation of it. So I should have created it and sold it. So that's what I'm doing now. Now I'm creating products and I'm selling them. So everything on my website is for sale. Now, this website makes over $40,000 a year. I've been doing it great for the last 5 years. So if anybody interested, hey, we can talk. If not, I'm going to create a business for you, and I'm going to let you run it. I'm just going to help you create it. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing good at. I've done thousands and thousands and thousands of – I've been doing this since birth. So I made the mistake. Now, my daughters – they listened to what I said. They watched what I did, and they automatically didn't do it. I didn't have to tell them. I asked my son all the time. I said, BJ, why don't you do this? He said, Dad, I am not going to burn myself out. I saw you work 3 jobs and try to do your business. I am not doing that. So my son just does his music. He just engineers. He just get people come in and say, hey, BJ, I need this music. Hey, can you splice this? Can you take out the sound? Can you add this track in? That's what he does. So he's a sound engineer, but BJ knows his lane. He stays in there. My middle daughter, Sheree, she's like my mom. She never met my mom. My mom died when I was a baby. Now, my mother could sew anything from scratch. Sheree, when she was a baby, when she was a little girl, 8 years old, I think, 7 or 8 years old, she took all the drapes out of her room and made a dress. And I was stupid back then, and I disciplined her because she took the drapes off the wall. Failing to see her creativeness, I almost shut it down, almost. Unfortunately for my oldest son, BJ and Sade, I kind of shut their creativity down. Thankfully, they pushed through it. Now, Sade's up there. She got her own dance company, again, making more money than me. But she don't even teach it. What does she do? She choreographs, because she understands she likes choreographing. She likes designing the routines, not teaching it. And it took me 50-plus years to understand what my children automatically saw. Because children, they don't do what you say. They watch what you do. So I was telling them what to do, but they was watching me. They're like, no, we're not going to do that, Dad. And when I talked to them, I was like, just last night I was talking to them and say, hey, how come y'all didn't do what I did? Said, Dad, we saw you running around like a chicken with your head cut off. We weren't going to work that hard. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to work that hard. Now, they do it in spurts like I do. They understand the value of sometimes you need to add some cash into your business if you're going to find an investor or what have you. So they understand some of the things that I didn't. Last but not least, product creation. This is what I do when I create products. So either you need to do this or you need to hire me to do this for you. Number one, you got to know your abilities. And there's a plethora of them, but these came from God. They're inside of your DNA. Mine is discernment and research. You got to know that. Subject. There's a bunch of subjects you can, oh, man, your subject matter, maybe you like things, talking about tools and, you know, auto mechanics and, you know, that type of stuff. Maybe you're, you know, fat guy. Maybe you're a math guy. Maybe you're music. What subject? Maybe you know, biology. Maybe you're an organism, animals and plants. That's me. I like life sciences. But my true subject is esoteric information. Truth. Source, that's my true information. That's my subject. I love the source of the information. So I like esoteric information because the source is always hidden. That's why it's called the word esoteric, means hidden. And then the environment. Number three, You got to know what environment that you need to be in that is conducive to your growth. There is a particular environment that you must be in that you got to create. So you got to get with yourself. You got to tell yourself, I need time in order to create. I don't have time because I got to go to work. So for me, I realize that I can't have a job because the job takes up too much of my time. So I need to make enough money doing what I'm doing to pay my bills, or I need to lower my bills so that way I can exist on less money, because I need an environment that I can have time. I need an environment where there is quiet. I need an environment where there is peace. I can't be in no chaos. I can't be with no female that's arguing and say, you know, bickering and we fighting over everything, the shoes in the room, and she coming in there, hey, get your lazy butt off the computer, come help me do this, that, and the other. I can't be in an environment like that. I've got to be in an environment where there's love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness. I got to be in that type of environment. So you got now. Everybody, some people function better in chaotic environments, but I don't. You got to know what type of environment that you function in, and if you want to create, because your creativity is going to be stifled if you're not in the right environment. You can't create. Do you think I could create in a chaotic environment? How am I going to write books? How I'm going to do today's show? If right now, if I'm doing a show and, you know, there's kids running around, the dog is barking, you know, freaking fire alarm is going off, somebody punching holes in the walls. Oh, let's say somebody's fighting. I got two people over there that don't like each other. I got roommates, and they're over there boxing, and I'm over there trying to do a show. I need to understand my environment. Number four, if I do the first three, it taps me into a relationship. This relationship is with what I call the prime creator, or the prime mover, my director, the engineer, my higher self, God, if you will, the grantor of destinies. And so this allows me to do number five, premium creations. So the only way that I can create premium, now I can create anything, anytime, but the only way that I can create premium products, the only way that I can be a primary to get IMRs, immediate measurable results, is if I do these four things, it gives me five. I got to do those four things. Otherwise, you will not get an immediate measurable result. And many of you don't have an immediate measurable result, probably because partially it's my fault, because the systems that I've been giving you have been disjointed. They're the length of them and the fact that I've not been able to personally interact with you to explain a deeper engagement level. So in other words, the engagement level, the focus level, the exercise, the engagement in the process that allows you to advance or to make progress, that allows you to build or to make something, that allows you to conceptualize my words. So when I'm talking right now, your brain should be conceptualizing something, and it should be organizing something, and it should be planning and producing and saying, yeah, I like what this brother's saying. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and drop that $5,000 so that way he can take care of this for me and build my business and let me run it. Or you could be conceptualizing something and say, hey, I got threes in my makeup. I can find my abilities. I know my subject matter. I can create that environment that's going to allow me to have a relationship with my source and the prime movement, so that way I can produce premium products for myself and for my target market. So you may be a creator like me, but if you're not a creator, you need to attach yourself with a creator. Now, what this does means that creators understand your motivated abilities. They understand that there's a particular subject that reoccurs in all of your achievements. Look at your achievements in life. All of your achievements in life have been in a particular subject. If you look at, again, all of the environment, look at the circumstances. There are certain things that people do that trigger a certain response, negatively and positively. Somebody can give you a lot of compliments, and that triggers dopamine in your body, and you become happy. But somebody could come in and they could criticize you, and they're always making or pointing out little stuff, and that's going to aggravate you, and that's going to create adrenaline inside of you. So you got to understand the emotional triggers that either establish a relationship with your father and with others, or it inhibits your relationship with your father and with others. Does your environment hinder your relationship, or does your environment help your relationship? That's going to limit, and that's going to determine whether or not you are a prime creator. This, my brothers and sisters, is your map. This is how you create products. You take your abilities. You find out what is your subject. You determine what type of circumstances or environment that you need to be in. You understand what is the operating relationship. What kind of relationships do I need? And then you finally get your payment. That's your payoff. That's the result of your ability, subject, the environment, and your relationship that gives you your payment. Brothers and sisters, I am a creator. What I do, I'm good at what I do. Now, I can teach, I can talk, I can do a lot of other stuff, but I can create products. That's why I got 50 books, 1,500 shows, 500 videos, I don't know how many businesses that I've done. If you need help in 2017 in producing your product, email me today at masterteacher33.com, at gmail.com. Listen, go to my website at masterteacher33.com. Listen to the link that I did last night on turn your past into your cash. Your past is your cash, and I will create your products for you. Click on the link, listen to the audio, and then email me at masterteacher33.com, at gmail.com, and let me know if you're interested. Again, I will be personally working with 25 people moving forward to make sure that we galvanize and we create. I'm going to create the vehicle, but you're going to drive it. My brothers, my sisters, it's time for us to go big or go home. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.